Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
The TV ratings war has really tightened up over the last few weeks, with Channel 7 taking a back seat to the Nine Network. Our resident TV critic Mark Hadley is here to review one of Nine's hit shows, Celebrity Apprentice Australia. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Great to see you, always. Before we get to Celebrity Apprentice, tell us a bit about the latest ratings, the pressure on both 7 and 10 perform.
This is the difference between the short game and the long game. Yeah. I mean, a lot of networks will basically say to themselves, okay, we're gonna space ourselves out, look for what we've got, you know, spread it out through the year, develop a consistent rating performance. And that's probably the way that Seven is playing it. They've certainly played that the last few years. So they've got some aces in the hole for the rest of the year. Ten is a few surprises. I think they're going to try and make a last-minute rally. They've got some programs they'll be delivering, like Batavia and others, towards the end of the year. I'm really looking forward to those, but maybe.
They need to do something.
And then there's this other approach you can take. You can basically say, let's see if we can't do a knockout punch.
Carpet bomb.
In about a month or something like that. And Nine has really gone, you know, Voice and The Block and throw in Celebrity Apprentice and see if we can't sort of knock, you know, go for six. And I think that will play about as well as it has for the last couple of years, which is that you'll see a big jump in Nine's ratings, and then lay that against the fact that, you know, they probably haven't got much to back it up for the rest of the year. So what happens, you know, after August is going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
The unusual thing is the news. That's the one, because news runs all the way through the year. Now, Nine has actually stepped in front of Seven in terms of the news rating, marginally. We're not talking about much, okay? So we're really talking about 1% or less than 1% in terms of the total audience share. And in that case, that could just be an aberration, could be nothing. But it's the lead-in programs, the ones that run into the news, that are really suffering, and Seven is really sort of losing there.
I've had time in newsrooms where our ratings falter, and we always blame the lead-in program first. But for, say for Channel 7, that's probably fair enough at the moment.
Yeah, look, I would say that they've got a fairly tired run-in to the news at the moment. Yeah. It's been pretty much unchanged for the last two or three years. And that's, you know, not to be unexpected then, that people will want to see a bit of a change. But personally, I honestly wouldn't slip a knife between 7 and 9 at this point.
No.
It is absolutely expected. Last year, The Voice Final delivered one of the top rating programs, one of the top eight of all Australian television history. Okay, so there you go. It pushed itself into that sort of slot, right up against, you know, World Rugby Cup finals and things like that.
Yeah.
In fact, outdoing those, better than Olympic Games opening ceremonies. Okay, so if you're going to get that last year, there's a fair chance that Seven will be very cautious about putting anything too valuable around Nine at this point in time.
And there's a more broad momentum that gathers around that kind of program.
And there's a bit of a, there's a spoiler. Look, it's a great big chess game. Yeah. Seven's playing a bit of a spoiler at the moment, because now they're putting House Rules up against The Block. And that's not, I don't think they expect House Rules first season to do as well as something like The Block, which is about nine seasons. I think what they're looking at is they're saying, well, let's put a lot of building programs on. Let's spoil the war a little. Let's see what happens. And, you know, some people go, I prefer this, prefer that. It invites comparison. It's a game, but it's a game that's got to be played with a whole year in mind.
A lot of money involved too. Tell us about Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, Celebrity Apprentice is just one of those things where I think, honestly, either Australian viewers are just not as good as I give them credit for.
You're very careful
and,
then.
And Nine knows that or something like that. Or this is going to backfire.
Yes.
Now, my money's on the backfire.
You'd hope so.
I think
because
so.
Because I likewise share an optimism about the taste of Australia.
Well, I'm hoping so too. Yeah. Look, for those people who don't really know what the program is, basically you have about 10 people who are celebrities, you know, Australians are celebrities. I'm going to leave that unqualified. I'm not going there.
Yeah, in inverted commas.
Thanks, Lee, for doing the fingers for me. Yeah, that was celebrities, all right. Anyway, some of them are. And what you have next to that is their opportunity to theoretically compete in business-like team events in order to impress Mark Burris, the fellow who founded Wizard of Home Loans. And then he fires one person each week because they've underperformed or they haven't managed their team well or something like that, till eventually you have the Australian Celebrity Apprentice of the Year. And now, the original program, which came out in 2004, was all about taking actual people who wanted business jobs, and you know, with business backgrounds, and basically they had Donald Trump, you know, Mark Burris's position, and the whole idea was compete for a 1 year guaranteed position with $500,000 salary and a whole lot of perks, and on Donald Trump, one of the board of Donald Trump's companies. Now, if you're trying to crack it into business, would you not compete to the nth degree to do something? And it made it a thoroughly entertaining program for that reason. But this program, Celebrity Apprentices, none of these celebrities want jobs in business. Mark Burris is not offering anything.
Yeah.
What they're competing for is for their charities. Now, I want to put this straight. If you compete with nothing personally to gain, then there is really no drive and no believability when people start really going at it. So I honestly feel you look at these characters and it is like watching a bunch of teenagers have a tantrum week by week. You know, it is really, I mean, you just pick which couple are going to have a tantrum. Last week, you know, it was Jeff Fennick and I'm just trying to remember the name of the fellow. Yeah, that's right. John Stevenson were just, you know, storming around having a fight with each other but not being able to tell anybody what the fight was really about. Jeff Fennick fired himself and stormed off the show, came back on. They all ganged up on Brian Mannix and he got fired.
Children!
You know, no, it is really. You know, like, you've got, you just have people like, you know, Roxy Jasenko is a sort of PR mogul. I don't know how you come up with a term like PR mogul. I'd like that on my business card. And then you've got Prue McSween, who's, you know, a sort of social commentator, sort of publicist. They're going hell-bent leather each week, hacking away at each other. And here's the thing, people will say it's all for charity, it's all for the charity.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, we're all trying to raise money for the charity. But I think the whole charity cloak is starting to wear a bit thin, because these charities are not just being paid in dollars. Okay, so you have a situation where Roxy wins $40,000 for her charity, which happens to be the Sydney Children's Hospital. But in the way that she does it, doesn't she also reflect on the Sydney Children's Hospital? If she is putting the other team members down, if she is treating them like fools, if she is carrying on in a way that is just like an extra large prima donna, if she is doing that, do you think that the Sydney Children's Hospital would really like her as part of their team?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
It's a very good point.
And this is the thing that we've got to remember, that people are judged not by just the results, but how they got there.
As we've been speaking, a good friend of Open House, Erica Davis, has texted me, Seven never loses the ratings on a Saturday night, thanks to the ratings juggernaut of Sydney Weekend.
That's true.
Which is true.
And the trade-off at this point in time is Nine doesn't lose them on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll go on for a little while.
It been an interesting kind of mix with old media, like television, and social media on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Absolutely. And what you basically see now is the network's really playing, and you'll see all of these sort of, they all have their little social networks, but they'll be encouraging you to do what we call the second screen viewing. Most people, apparently, in the American television market now watch two screens at once when they watch television.
Wow.
So they're watching TV, and they've got their iPad out, and they're participating in either the chat rooms or with friends or chatting on Facebook or whatever about what's going on.
Or listen to the Open House streaming.
Yes, of course.
People do that as well.
That's what
they
I do.
Actually do.
Yeah. But I mean, like, radio's actually known this for a while.
Yes,
because
yes.
Radio has actually had the audio going in the background and said to people, why don't you comment on our website or why don't you join the forums or things like that while it's going on. But in TV, you often have this. Now, I just want to make this point really clear. What you will see explosively in the social network side of Celebrity Apprentice is a huge amount of bagging out of the people. It is almost more popular to get onto those sites and bag out what is going on. I mean, we saw it really badly with Celebrity Splash and the Seven Network, but the same thing's happening with Channel 9. I can't think that this is not going to backlash. You can't have an audience tuning into hate every week. Because after a while, you get tired
of it. Who wants
it?
The other thing that I've thought over the last year or so with The Voice is that it's ushered in a new era that's not that.
No.
Everybody's lifted up.
Yeah. Now,
and I think that's been an interesting
one of the best things about The Voice in terms of a talent-style program is it has really encapsulated, it's cemented into its structure that the judges are there to help.
Yeah.
Now, up until now, if you think about it, we've had Dicko and we've had all sorts of people come on as judges, you know, and sound like Australian Idol, and just run the living daylights out of somebody. This is what's wrong with you. You should do this. Change your life. Be different. Whatever.
Yeah.
When you have a structure of a program that's actually aimed at helping, I think you see the benefits because people actually want to see help happen. And likewise, I think Celebrity Apprentice is the same thing. If we're just going to sit there watching people have tantrums, after a while, we're going to go, you know, these are not the people I want to emulate.
It's like wrestling.
I don't know, mate. I am not going to make any comments about professional wrestlers. I've got to walk from this station to my car.
It's a long way too.
Okay.
The original Apprentice, though. Is it worth the watch? Can viewers take away anything from this show?
Yeah, look, I think that if you were going to say something about The Apprentice, you would say that if you have a goal that can motivate you, it is amazing what you will do to get there.
Okay.
If you actually can recognize the goal, I'm going to tell you, like, from a Christian perspective, you know, if I actually thought about heaven daily, I would start my day differently.
Yeah.
I would get through my day differently. Yeah. If I really believe that God controlled everything that happened, then when the annoying person comes into my office, I don't say, oh, I can't believe they'll come in again. I go, God has put this person in front of me today. What am I going to do about that? Because I believe this. If you have the end goal in mind, it can be a good motivation. Now, I'm not saying that I want to see businessmen get up on television and try and kill each other for the sake of a position. No. I'd rather encourage people to go for a much better goal. You know what I like about this charity program, the charity angle to Celebrity Apprentice?
Yep.
If they would actually show us how they could be charitable as people to each other, I would find that just as encouraging as the money they raise.
I think we should both together produce a ratings winner in that, Mark Hadley. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, mate.
As always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.